WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 70 degrees right now in Atlantic, looking for partly sunny skies, a high in the upper 80s expected today in the Nishna Valley. Good morning, I'm Jim Field, KJAN News. Our news update this hour is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. An Iowa soldier who was killed in Afghanistan last month will be remembered at a funeral next weekend. The funeral for 25-year-old Army Sergeant James Skalberg will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. in the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Red Oak. Skalberg was one of two soldiers killed on June 27th when an improvised explosive device detonated near their vehicle. The other soldier killed was 24-year-old First Lieutenant Stephen Prasnicki of Lexington, Virginia. Skalberg graduated from Nishna Valley High School in 2005 and attended Peru State College in Peru, Nebraska. He joined the Army in 2007. Skalberg's wife and son live in Red Oak. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you. A 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone, as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com. Smartphones required a data package.
Well, there were no injuries reported after a rollover accident northwest of Atlantic this morning along Highway 83. The accident happened about 8/10 of a mile north of the Atlantic city limits at around 6:15 this morning. The 2005 Nissan Altima, which rolled into the north ditch near a tree line in a cornfield, was driven by a female whose name was not immediately available. No other details about the crash were available from the Cass County Sheriff's Office this morning. Authorities say one person has died and two others have been wounded in a southeast Omaha shooting. Omaha television station KETV reports police received a call at about a shooting at an apartment just before 4 o'clock this morning. Details about that shooting, including the names of those involved, have not been released and no arrests have been reported. A 17-year-old Northwest Iowa girl has been injured in a car collision with a freight train. Authorities say Crystal Leach of Marcus was injured in the accident that occurred around 7:40 Saturday night in Lamar's. Leach was taken to a local hospital and then flown to a hospital in Sioux City. Lamar's police say her injuries are not considered life-threatening. Police say Leach apparently cut in front of the train while trying to turn left. Police say the warning lights and bells at the crossing were functioning. Well, the Lenox Police Department reports a Texas man who was wanted on a U.S. Marshal's warrant for a parole violation was arrested Sunday morning after a confrontation with police. Officials say 23-year-old Gilberto Pantoja of Harlington, Texas, was wanted in Texas for parole violation on an original charge of discharging a firearm at a police officer. He was also wanted in Taylor County for assault on a police officer. Pantoja was arrested around 4:30 Sunday morning after Lenox police were called to a reported fight in the 200 block of West Michigan Street. When officers attempted to arrest Pantoja, he allegedly resisted. Officers used pepper spray to control the man and get him into custody. Pantoja was transported to the Taylor County Jail where he was being held on the warrants. Additional charges are pending as a result of that incident. One Lenox police officer suffered minor injuries during that incident. He was treated at the Corning Hospital and released. The extreme heat appears to have contributed to the death of an Iowa man shortly after an Omaha car accident last month. 48-year-old Paul Tomeo of Council Bluffs had a core body temperature of 110 degrees when he died on June 27th. Douglas County, Nebraska officials have ruled that Tomeo's high body heat was likely the cause of his death, but the ruling won't be final until toxicology tests are completed. Tomeo, who worked as a roofer, crashed his car into a dirt mound in an Omaha construction zone. Then police found him collapsed about a half mile away from the vehicle. The National Weather Service says that the temperature was 101 at about the time of that accident. A Villisca man was arrested Sunday night on a charge of aggravated domestic abuse assault while displaying a weapon. Anthony Dwayne Pond was taken by Montgomery County deputies to the jail in Red Oak, where he was held on $2,000 cash bond. Law enforcement officials say the victim in the assault was not injured. A public hearing with regard to the disposal of Centennial Park property will take place in Messina tonight. That hearing is at 6:45 in the Messina City Hall. It'll precede the normal council session, which begins at 7 o'clock. During the regular session, the council will act on approving a resolution detailing the terms for disposal of the Centennial Park property, followed by setting a date for a public hearing for the sale of the property, and then setting a date for the special meeting for the sale. The Messina City Council also will discuss an illegal dumping ordinance, among the other issues tonight. The Audubon City Council will hold its regular meeting tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock. During their session at the Audubon City Hall, the council will hear from the Chamber of Commerce for street closings, tables, the parade route, and other matters about the T-Bone Festival, which takes place August 4th. The council also will discuss sewer rates and raises, and they'll hear from the Audubon County Extension with regard to the Wellness Walk. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce has announced the Atlantic Fly Iowa Marketing Committee has released a Facebook event page on AtlanticIowa.com with details regarding the September 15th Heritage and Homecoming Atlantic Fly Iowa Air Show. According to Fly Iowa Chair Gary Pellet, the performers at the air show will be phenomenal, and the committee needed a way to share information with the public prior to that event to help drum up excitement and preview the types of acts the public can expect to see. The website can be found at AtlanticIowa.com in cooperation with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce information under the Visiting Atlantic section. There is a special place for the Atlantic Municipal Airport information where the Fly Iowa details have been added. Pellet says four or five P-51 Mustangs will be at the air show. The aircraft are well known for their performance and helping turn the tide in favor of the Allies during World War II. Pictures of the Mustangs are available on the Facebook event page for Fly Iowa, as well as details that are being released weekly on the other performers. Pellet says there will also be a comic aerobatic pilot and some unique static display items. KJAN News Time is 8:07.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store in Atlantic. Is your internet connection driving you up the wall? Off more than it's on? Constantly buffering when you're trying to watch video? Slower than slow, or just no service at all to your home? Well, I have a solution for you. Dish High Speed Internet powered by Exceed. Dish High Speed Internet powered by Exceed has download speeds up to 12 megs. That's fast. With three different package options, just choose how much you'll need. All plans feature the same high speed with successively higher allowances at each point. Bundle up your internet service with qualifying Dish package and get $5 monthly bundled discount on one bill. Stop in the TV store, your local Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032 for all the details on satellite broadband that goes beyond your wildest expectations. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary. Visit your authorized Dish retailer for availability details, terms and conditions, and Viasat's ad allowance policy.
In our funeral announcements this morning, 87-year-old Hilda Chester of Atlantic died Thursday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Graveside services for Hilda Chester will be held today at 10 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 31-year-old Nicole Roberts of Lewis died July 4th. Memorial services for Nicole Roberts will be held today at 11 o'clock in the chapel at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 54-year-old Karen Jean Irwin Roberts of Council Bluffs died Friday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Services for Karen Roberts will be held today at 11 o'clock in the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 65-year-old Beverly Mendenhall of Atlantic died Friday at the Iowa Methodist Hospital. Services for Beverly Mendenhall will be held Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of those arrangements. 83-year-old Donald Montgomery of Greenfield died Wednesday at the Adair County Hospital. Services for Donald Montgomery will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 in the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. 92-year-old Harold W. Kleinpaste of Harlan died June 9th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Harold Kleinpaste will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 85-year-old Frederick William Coley of Exira, formerly of Macedonia, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Frederick Coley will be held on Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the Broadway Christian Church in Council Bluffs. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. 95-year-old Betty Thomas of Coon Rapids died Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Betty Thomas will be held Wednesday at 10:30 in the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. 68-year-old Dale Raymond Hurst of Redfield died Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. A military graveside service for Dale Hurst will be held on Wednesday at 12:30 at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has the arrangements. 68-year-old Bill Hutchinson of Manila died Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Bill Hutchinson will be held on Saturday at 10:30 in the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Grayson Elizabeth Rummel, the infant daughter of Jeremy and Tammy Rummel of Dexter, died Friday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A memorial service for Grayson Elizabeth Rummel will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock in the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 67-year-old Marcella Mick Wilson of Greenfield died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A memorial gathering for Marcella Wilson will be held on Saturday at from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's Check of News this hour, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN News.